Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Municipal Airport Terminal Rehabilitation Project that's been underway since October 2018 has signaled its conclusion with the ribbon-cutting ceremony that was held Friday afternoon. It was estimated that the Terminal Improvement Project cost $12 million for construction. Former airport manager Mary Bondurant said,
"The process was long. I think the first CIP data sheet that I submitted to the FAA was for a new roof and the relocation of the administrative offices, because we were actually in an airline tenant space. So if another airline came in, Eric and I had no place to go. And that was for $800,000. So I think 8 CIP data sheets later to the FAA, we're looking at almost $12 million.
Several legislators were in attendance, including Senate President Peter Michicki.
Kenai's done a great job, but really, this is amazing. And I think it's beautiful and functional. You know, whether the airport is a joyous arrival of family members or a very stressed departure to go down for some medical procedures or things like that, it has to be functional. And it's the way that people begin their trips and the way they end them. And I like the way it came out.
City of Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel said,
"The airport to the city of Kenai is vitally important. You know, we're considered, it actually makes us the hub for the Kenai Peninsula. So as folks make their way to Alaska, and particularly down to the Kenai Peninsula, this is their first impression when they land down here, is the city of Kenai and the airport terminal itself. And this nearly $14 million project was substantially funded by our federal partners. And as the mayor of the city of Kenai, and on behalf of the city council, the community, and beyond, I want to express my sincerest gratitude to the Federal Aviation Administration."
For more information, including pictures and video, RadioKenai.com. A stream of lava flowed down the side of the Great Sitkin Volcano in the Aleutian Islands Thursday morning and was visible from the nearby community of Adak, according to what an official said with the Alaska Volcano Observatory. Meanwhile, minor clouds of ash spewed from the Alaska Peninsula Pavlov Volcano and the Aleutian Islands Semisoporchnoy Volcano. No communities were immediately impacted by the volcanic activity. The Great Sitkin Volcano, which is located along the Aleutian Chain, 26 miles east of Adak, has experienced unrest for the last 2 weeks. The eruption was described as a Hawaiian-style ejection of incandescent material 50 to 100 meters above the vent. The volcanic cloud has since formed over the volcano, but it's said that it's mostly made from water vapor and gas. The cloud was not composed of dense ash Thursday afternoon, and it was said that there's no immediate impact to aviation in the area or to Adak itself. The volcano was in an orange code warning Thursday, and it could switch to red if the eruption becomes more explosive or produces a significant cloud of ash. Volcanoes are highly unpredictable, but for now, the Great Sitkin is not showing any signs that would signal a larger eruption. The volcano erupted briefly in May, spewing ash 15,000 feet high, but the Great Sitkin had not erupted since 1974 before then. The Pavlov volcano spewed ash for about an hour, and another Aleutian volcano, the Semisoporchnoy, released steam and ash clouds Wednesday night, but the remote volcano is so far from any communities and in an area without much air traffic. Semisoporchnoy Volcano is located on an isolated island on the western end of the Aleutian Islands chain and 160 miles west of Adak.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.